Balls of the stupid!
And yay. I think Mayhem should go last because he's got some pretty impressive ones.
I have only very, very short one. And I told this to girl on, to Tits McGee. I was going to call you girl on the left for something.
Yeah, it's not the first time you've made that mistake.
Actually, where you're sitting, she's on your right.
Yeah. Okay, girl on my left.
You wish.
Bitch on my left.
Which makes you the douchebag on my right.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
I will start killing every single one of you.
I hope you know that. I'll get the butcher knife.
Now, I think we will mostly agree I am probably the least racist person around.
At least in this room.
At least in this room.
Okay.
Yeah. Cal isn't here.
Okay. Black guy, this is at the hotel. Black guy walks in wearing a white wife beater t-shirt.
Okay.
With a towel, he is whipping back and forth. And I am like...
He's swatting flies. He's from Zimbabwe.
I am like...
He's a racist bastard. How dare you judge?
Just wait. And I am like, can I help you? And he's like, and I swear to God, he said this. Where the prostitutes at? And I'm thinking, what? Where the hoes at? And I'm like, we don't have any here. You're a hotel. Of course you do. No, we don't. And he walks past me and he looks up and down the hallways and he walks back. And I'm thinking, this is a setup, right? This is a gag. There's a gag, right? This is a gag.
Ashton Kutcher is going to jump out from the corner.
Right? I've been punked, right? You know? And he looks at the desk clerk, which is not the baller, is a totally different chick. And he says, you don't got prostitutes here? And it's like, boing! Eyes as big as fucking railroad tires. I mean, just like... And she's like, no. And he's like, shit. And he walks out. And I'm thinking to myself, on behalf of the NAACP, thank you for putting your people back 75 years. What the fuck?
I had a very similar
moment. He's from Nevada. That's the only possible explanation.
Go ahead. You were saying?
I know exactly what you should have done. You just pointed him over to the Sharks Club.
No, they were leaving the Sharks Club. He had come out of there.
Oh. On a somewhat related note, I have a very distinct smell of pot. Do we have the windows open or anything?
Yeah. My next door neighbors, or the kids in the backyard, they've got a couple of foster kids next door, and they occasionally step over, and it's annoying.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting high yet, so I'm not annoyed.
Okay, so anyhow, you were saying.
Oh, so I step into Denny's to hang out with the rock goddess and a couple other people. And, catching up after the wedding and, oh my God, how drunk were you?
Yeah, we had a lot of conversations like that this week.
Never mind you, how drunk was I? Oh my God. And she's telling me about how she wasn't even hungover because she just puked it up when she got home.
Yeah, she told me, why didn't you puke up? And because I was really... over the next day. I was fucking destroyed the next day, but go on.
I believe her exact words were, I puked a couple of times, jumped the old man, had some ice cream, and went to bed. That's why she wasn't hungover the next day.
That's why she's the rock goddess.
Cave troll is tearing up.
She's my hero.
So anyhow.
So me and Mayhem are there with some of his friends that are out from Alberta, and we're visiting, and we're chatting, and we're finally making our way kind of out the door when Rock Goddess is going, oh my God, I swear to God, if they say one more fucking thing, I'm going to kick them the fuck out. I mean, what do you not get about that's inappropriate? Do you not fucking understand? And I'm like, I'm listening to her talk, and she rants.
Yeah, she totally rants.
She has to deal with all the stupid that comes out of the Sharks Club overnight.
More than I do, she deals with it. She has to serve it.
Yeah.
And smile.
And they want pancakes, but they want pancakes a certain way, and oh my God, and oh, I was so drunk, and did you see that guy? And we're going to go have sex in the bathroom. So she gets pissed and whatever, and she peeks off, and I love her for it because she's hilarious. But she's telling me about these two guys that are sitting in the corner. And they saw one of the, I don't know if it was one of the cooks or, anyway, one guy that works there and made some comment about that fucking nigger in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she goes, excuse me? well, yeah, you got a fucking nigger in the kitchen, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she's, no, stops right here.
Yeah, no shit.
So she tells him off and says, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to maybe think about coming back. And if you can figure it the fuck out, maybe I will serve you.
Yeah.
And she just leaves him there. And so she's telling me about this and I hadn't even looked at them at this point. Finally, we're paying our bill. They walk past us. Oh, and they also apparently said something about that hot Asian chick.
Yeah.
The hot or the hot Chinese bitch that was at the table next to them. So, of course, she'd had it at this point. So she doesn't serve them. They get tired of waiting. They come walking out as we're paying our bill. And I hear from one of the guys, oh, fuck, man, I'm from Brooklyn. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And I turn around and they are East Indian.
Motherfucker, I... Brooklyn? Brooklyn?
Yeah, and the words, the next words that came out of my mouth were, you fucking idiot, if you said anything like that in New York, you would be curb stomped so fucking fast. You big sack of lying shit. Oh my god. Okay, he's...
Why am I never in Denny's when these people are...
Motherfucker, if I had heard that shit, the uniform would have been off. Seriously.
That's what I walk in, I just grab him by the ears. You're coming outside.
Let's have a conversation, you and I.
It'd be me and two grown men. I'm leading them out by their ears. Grandma Cave Troll wants to have a word with me.
Yeah, you could have done it.
I will fucking beat you till people ask me to stop.
I'm gonna beat you.
Your mother is going to call from India and ask what happened to you.
Because she's going to hear it from there.
She's going to feel it.
And again, it's not that I'm racist. It's just that there's a brown guy calling a black guy a nigger.
What the fuck?
Wow. It doesn't matter whether they're brown, white, or purple. That's inappropriate to begin with.
The fact
that they were already brown, that's idiocy.
You know, there's only one situation where it could be acceptable. If the guy, cook, was a friend of theirs and they said, hey, what's up, nigger?
Yeah.
That's still
inappropriate.
Push line.
No, as Mayhem's dad will put it, that's a sad nigger called the nigger.
Okay, I know not everybody here.
Jesus
Christ. That is go F yourself. 69style.
Hotmail.com.
Okay, so... I know not everybody here is a True Blood fan, but that's seriously the black cook in the show coming out and going, no, I served my booger with AIDS. You're going to like my AIDS booger, motherfucker. Yeah, that's what that is. That's
What is that character's name?
Lafayette.
Lafayette, I love
him. That was the best scene in the entire TV show.
Yeah, right there.
Next.
All right, I actually have a food service stupidity.
Okay,
that I
go,
can use.
Go.
All right,
I gotta get this out of me. Go.
Let it build.
We have less than 30 minutes. Hurry up.
All right.
Are you crowning yet?
No, we have less than 10.
We have less than 10?
Working at Starbucks, woman comes in and asks me, can you mail this for me?
What?
What? What gives me a package? I'm like, ma'am, this is a Starbucks? No, I was told this is a mail office. No, ma'am, this is a Starbucks. No, but my friend told me you mail stuff. All right. No, you see the logo? See on the apron? Starbucks.
I make coffee.
I'm wanting a coffee, but there's a post office like food box away just across the bridge. No, this is the mail office she told me about. And I'm like,
shoppers.
At this point, I turn around to look at the manager's right behind me and going like, what do I do? And she started going ballistic. And she's like, don't you dare turn away from me when I'm talking to you. I'm like,
oh, one of those.
This is going to be fun.
Wow.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I was trying to get attention from my manager. And she just starts going completely ballistic, like speaking in tongues. And starts actually, like, physically pushing people away from her, like the people in line, and becomes swearing, abusive, the whole works. And I'm like, okay, ma'am, this isn't a post office. Can't mail it for you. And you are being disrespectful to me. You're being disrespectful to the customers around you. And I'm going to have to ask you to leave. She goes more ballistic, starts throwing things off the shelves.
Oh,
and at this point,
God.
And I'm like, ma'am, you have one more chance. One, and then I call the police. Because you are damaging the facility, you are putting people at danger, and I cannot allow you to stay here. I actually make a motion over the manager. She calls the cops. This woman starts calming down a little bit.
Please tell me she stayed long enough for the police to get there.
She didn't actually go anywhere.
Yes!
Oh! is she waited. She calmed down and is like collected herself a little bit. By the time the cops got there, by the time the cops got there, she had changed. The cops get there, she changes her story. How we were being disrespectful to her. We were the ones being abusive and harassing her. And all this other kind of, you know, complete utter bullshit.
Why I got a voice recorder on my phone.
Well, no, this is why all the other customers who are still there, like the regulars who've been there for the last 8 hours.
Starbucks!
One of them is an ex-cop from New York and works in the private security business. Oh, he's a contractor for most public facilities around there, breaking down, you know, what their risks are. And knows all the local cops on a first-name basis.
Steps up.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's quite social like that.
He's quite social like that.
I think Dak and Cave Troll have boners.
See, this wasn't even my problem anymore. I was on my break. I was sitting in a comfy chair in the corner drinking a pumpkin spice latte watching this. Because it wasn't my problem anymore. I'm like,
oh fuck, let the show run over. I'll edit some other boring shit out. This is great.
And I'm sitting there, one leg crossed, drinking my latte, giggling. As I'm overhearing this, because I have hearing of stupid. And they take this woman out, she goes into the car, and she disappears. And then
they put her in the car?
Yeah. Oh. And the regular, who's ex-wife, sits back beside me and says, and looks at me and says, was that not magnificent? I'm like, yeah, that was magnificent.
That was it.
Your next coffee is free.
Let me punch your card there.
Click, 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 click. Fuck it. You keep this.
Just to give them the whole punch.
It's the first time I've ever done a cheers with a latte. It's just...
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, wonderful. Daddy likes.
All right.
How do you top that?
I've
crazy
Irish.
Bitch went to prison.
So we've had, after 6 months of me working in this new bar downtown, we actually had the last couple weeks, just because it's the end of the summer and stuff like that, we've actually had some douchebaggery. You know, we finally actually had some physical confrontations in the bar.
Which, you have to explain really quick.
Okay.
We, out here in the valley, we have it constantly. In Vancouver, not.
Yeah, downtown, it doesn't happen. Like, it just doesn't happen. It's more a cosmopolitan crowd. And it's all college students, usually. So,
none.
You just don't have these kind of problems. So, we had a couple of Irish people staying at the hostel. And they brought in some other friends that were in the country. And they had this big table of people. And we ended up, I had to ask a guy to leave. He was just too drunk. So, at first I was just like, okay, just move over to the other side of the bar. Sit him down, get him a glass of water.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give him time to see if he sobers up a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
He stands up and he just starts staring at me.
Are you fucking kidding?
And I'm like, man, just go over there. I'm trying to do you a favor.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't say anything. He just stares at me. And I'm like, and I just turn to his friend and I'm like, really?
This is going to happen?
Can you translate? And so literally I was like, can you translate for me? Because obviously I'm not speaking the right language. And the guy starts taking off his shirt.
I would have bounced him so fucking hard. There would be pieces of him.
I start laughing. I'm like,
yeah!
Dude, no shirt, no service. And he just keeps staring at me. I'm like, fine, fuck it. I go like, now you just go out the fucking door. So I grab his arm.
Yeah.
And I start walking him out.
Yep.
And he turns around on me. And all I remember doing is grabbing his other arm, picking him up, and belly flopping him straight down.
Yeah.
So I managed to turn him around at the same time, so he lands on his stomach. I land on top of him, and then I immediately bounce up to my knees, put one knee on his kidney, and my hand on the back of his head.
Yeah.
He starts then trying to do a push up. I then start dribbling his head like a basketball on the floor. He decides having his head off the floor is a bad idea.
He leaves it there.
Did I mention I'm also on one knee, kneeling on his kidneys?
That's 350, 300...
About 370 pounds.
Yeah.
So I feel something, and one of his buddies has actually jumped onto my back.
We've all seen this happen before.
I have ignored this person on my back.
Yes.
I then go, well, now I have to stand up because there's someone on my back because it's not a safe position to be in.
Yeah.
So I grab the first guy's skull. I grab the front just underneath the mandible of the chin.
Yep.
And I grab the back of his neck.
Yeah.
I then proceed to stand up with someone on my back, lifting the first guy by his head.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm standing, I've got a fully grown man on my back, and I'm carrying a fully grown man by his skull. His feet aren't touching the ground. His feet aren't touching the ground.
Yep.
I then proceed to walk towards the door. Now someone pulls the guy off my back.
Yep.
So your partner, I still don't know what's going on behind me.
Yeah, partners
but one
come
of my
in.
Partners come in, grabs the guy off my back. I then throw this guy by his head out the door.
Yeah.
Toss.
The head, fortunately the body follows.
I then step back and I see as four bouncers and a manager carry six other Irish dudes out through the door. And one of them turns to me and goes, "You started that. This is your fault. If you hadn't grabbed him, none of this would have happened." I'm like,
what universe do you live in?
And he's like, why were you asking us to move? I'm like, because this set of the, first of all, your buddy was too drunk. And this set of the bar is shutting down anyways. Because the bar is split in half. One's on one license, the other's on the other. One stays open till 1 o'clock. The other side stays open till 2. So I was asking you guys to move.
Yep.
I was going to ignore you because we're almost done. We only got an hour left, whatever. And I'm like, do bars not close in your country?
and he's like, well, no, we
can just drink whatever we want. I'm like, that's great. And he's like, this country's fucking backwards. I'm like, well, yes, you're in my country. My rules say that our bars close at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this was Saudi Arabia, I'd be cutting your fucking head off. but in Ireland, I'm like, you're not listening to me. You ain't in Ireland, motherfucker. And my manager high fives.
But you forget, this is Canada, and you're allowed to do whatever you did back in your own country. So lighting your wife on fire for disrespecting you, totally okay in Surrey.
We close the door, and then we proceed to point and laugh at them for a while until they leave. quickly. Second altercation happens the next week. There's this big brawl in the corner,
yep.
And we got these big trestle tables, like heavy-duty old tables. They're like 10 years old, beer-soaked. They must weigh about 100 pounds, 150 pounds a piece. Big bench-seated trestle tables.
Yeah.
The fight goes on in the corner on the other side of the table. The bouncers can all crawl in, and they haul them out. And there's one guy left in the corner. I've got Rockstar on one side, the Viking guy that was on the earlier episodes. And I'm on the other. And this guy's huddled in the corner. And I realize there's not enough space between the wall and the table for me to fit in because I'm a fat bastard. But I'm really fucking angry.
So you threw the table
out of the way. I literally grabbed the table with one hand, picked it up, and threw it into the table across the way. Spilling all the glass, everything goes shattering, and I go, out now! And he crawls out. And he literally is like, I'm sorry. And bear in mind that the other guys that were in this brawl, we had to like physically, all the other bouncers are like wrestling with these guys and throwing them out onto the sidewalk. And I'm like, out now! And he's like, yes, sir. And he fucking leaves. Now the table that I threw the table into is standing there going, I'm like, I'm so sorry, folks. Can I get you another beer? I apologize. This doesn't usually happen. And they're like, they're looking at me like I am some kind of psychotic. I'm now smiling. I'm shaking hands. I'm like, that's great. La di da di da. And I walk away. I come back at the end of the night, and while they're all cleaning up and we're taking out the garbages and stuff like that, and I go up to the table. And I'm like, I can't lift this. I literally can't lift it now.
Because you're not like, angry.
Fucking adrenaline. I'm like, I hulked out. Fucking. And the general manager, starts fucking laughing at me. I'm like, how did I lift this table?
You've thrown it and like, I can't move it back.
I fucking Kreskin did. I levitated it with my mind and shoved it to the left.
Oh, we had some good stories.
Scared the fuck out of the kid, too.
All right, and
oh, you want mine? Okay. Well, mine's not.
He always follows me, and
yeah. Well, mine is nowhere in the hilarious end of it. For those of you who don't know, actually, I don't think it's ever been mentioned before.
No, because it's new now.
It's new now.
You're working again. Yay!
And I'm not cleaning fairies because I figured, you know, with the jokes that would go around, it would just get stagnant after a while. Yeah, Bruce and Lance say hi. Yeah, how's fairy cleaning today? Well, you should know you were there. But anyway, So I'm working as an LPO now.
Loss prevention officer.
For those of you who don't know what that is.
He's a store dick.
I'm a store dick, yeah. I'm an undercover store dick. I look for shoplifters. That's pretty much what I do. This was last week, I think it was.
Yeah, at least last week.
It's my second week into the job, regardless, right?
It was just before the wedding.
Yeah, just before the wedding. And I'm following this one asshole, you know. Turns out that, you know, later on in the story, turns out that he wasn't the asshole.
How can you tell he's an asshole? Because we're talking about
We're talking about him. But this actually has absolutely... You have been duly noted, sir. Yeah, absolutely nothing to do with him other than the fact that he actually does help me after this.
Oh.
I'm following him, and I come across... I was in a, just a run-of-the-mill supermarket, right? And I come across this guy, and I start following him, and we make our way into the fresh seafood section of the store.
Oh, does he stick a fish out his pants?
No. This story, fuck me.
Like I said, there's nothing funny about this story. Anyway, I follow him into the fresh seafood section, and there already is your typical family. Father, mother, and a somewhere between 1 and 1.5 year old kid.
Just old enough to stand on his own.
Yeah. Just started walking. Father's got him up, and they're over near the fresh seafood. And typically in any fresh seafood area in supermarkets, they have live animals. And I'm not really paying attention to what's going on over here because I'm still focused on douchebag that I'm following. But I can clearly hear what's going on over here. And the father is there with his kid. He's got him up in his arms. And he's saying, oh yeah, aren't they cool? And blah, 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 and everything. Now, there's a reason why the fresh live animal tanks are a certain height off the ground. Because they are open. Freshwater tanks.
Like, they're so tall that even a grown man standing next to it would really have to reach to put his hand inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, before I could, I look over to what's going on here, and before I could even think it, why are you letting your child put his hand in the crab tank? Snap. Crab grabs a hold of the kid.
Right on the hand.
Kid starts screaming. He pulls his hand out of the tank. Crab comes with it. That's how hard this crab's got a hold of me. I get over there. I've managed to get the crab off the kid's hand.
For those of you back east, these are not blue crabs. These are Dungeness crabs.
Yes.
Which are a fuckload bigger and stronger than the little blue crabs. Pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, these things are about the size of about a...
Large dinner plate.
Yeah.
And think like an alligator once it clamps down.
This is more like a lobster for the claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I finally get the crab off of the kid's hand. Three of the kid's fingers are hanging off by tendons, more or less.
Just hanging on by tendons, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, just hanging on.
Clean through the bone,
right? Just below the knuckle. Mm-hmm. And so I get the staff to call 911. I'm dealing with the kid, trying to stop the bleeding as best as I possibly can. Paramedics show up, they take over. I step back, I'm out of the way, you know. And the douchebag that I was following was actually helping me keep the crowd back. So, which is probably never known. Which is probably the funniest part of this entire story.
Yeah, the only funny part.
Yeah. So paramedics show up. They're dealing with the kid. I'm stepping off to the side. I'm talking with the managers at this point. And again, I hear the father. Overhear the father talking with the paramedics. I don't know how his hand got into the tank. At this point, I blacked out.
You snapped.
You had a mental break, honey. It's okay.
It happens to all of us.
I blacked out.
Sometimes on a weekly basis.
The next thing I know, the manager, one of the managers, and the butcher, who is about twice my size, are holding me down on the ground.
He went for the father.
I went for the father's head.
The rest of him was irrelevant.
The rest of him was irrelevant.
The head is where the innocent resides. Yeah!
I didn't necessarily want to kill him. All I wanted to do was put his head in the crab tank.
What the crabs do is entirely up to
you. I don't know how his head got in there, officer.
Well, I didn't necessarily say it was going to be attached.
Did you scream, look, Elvis?
I don't remember any of it, honestly. All I remember is hearing it and then being on the ground. Apparently, according to the manager afterwards, I came within about 3 inches of getting at the father before they grabbed me.
He's got good reflexes for a corporate man. That manager should be commended.
PVM knows exactly. There was one time we were playing a card game together. I snapped, and what did I scream at you? Candy apple head. Mm-hmm. Crunchy. And then I left for him.
I made a wise choice at that moment. I chose to no longer be where I had been.
That's probably for the best.
Elsewhere.
Desmond's seen me snap. Yeah. I go quiet and do the Terminator turn. My head turns first, the rest of my body falls, and I go in a straight line to whatever offended me. And I don't say, I don't say a word.
Silent march.
He grabbed the kid's head, bent it backwards. So his feet were flat on the ground. He was bent backwards in a U. And Cave Troll had his head about a foot off the ground, screaming at him to go home and never come back.
I remember that.
Why
story.
Won't you just go home?
One of my favorites was the one that kept apologizing at the Shark's Club beer and wine store after I threw him into you and you belly flopped him on the ground.
Yeah, I had him bent over a curbstone.
Yeah, we told that story.
Yep. Yeah. Only time I've ever really snapped is when I nailed on that guy's head. Yeah. That was the only... Anyhow, I'd like
to... Hey, you've tried to kill me on at least 2 different occasions.
But that was pure enjoyment.
That was only because I love you as a friend. Anyhow, I'd like to thank everybody who showed up. I'd like to thank everybody who tunes in and listened. We're sorry we were gone for a while, but we're back. And I'd also like to thank and welcome the new Mr. and Mrs. Peter.
Yay!
You guys are a couple of dicks. Good night, everybody.